Oldex. Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition. Chaos Space Marines. Written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Page 6. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Chaos Space Marines. Born of fire and rebellion, the legions of the Dark Powers are a scourge upon the galaxy. The Chaos Space Marines are fierce warriors, war-hungry masters of battle, dedicated to the service of the obscene gods of chaos. All men of power can choose to devote their lives to great good or great harm, and so it is with Space Marines. Biologically engineered to be a superhuman warrior, armed and armored to the highest standard, a Space Marine is the ultimate defender of the Emperor of Mankind. Not only is his body protected against the weapons of the foe, his mind is toughened to expunge all pain, despair, and temptation. To become a Space Marine is to surrender one's own life for the protection of mankind, to dedicate one's body and soul to this single purpose. Those who prosper behind the shield of the Space Marines can never truly comprehend the sacrifice made on their behalf, the sacrifice of the very humanity the Space Marines are sworn to defend. When a Space Marine falls from grace, he falls further than any other man. A lifetime of deprivation and selflessness is thrown aside, and the Space Marine indulges his newfound independence to its fullest extent. Freed from tradition, constraint, and responsibility, a Chaos Space Marine can exercise his every whim, whether it is for bloodshed, sensual pleasure, ambition, love, or hatred. Given full rein, his incredible physical prowess and mental strength can be turned to the most diabolic acts, without any sense of mercy or shame. Like a dam holding back a lake, when a Space Marine's will finally breaks, the result is catastrophic as the whole edifice of his purpose and self-being tumble into disarray. Having been created to fight, Chaos Space Marines turn to the only thing they know, war. Though their ideals and goals may have been cast aside, their superhuman bodies and military skills remain undiminished. Let loose from the confines of orders and prescribed missions, a Chaos Space Marine becomes a psychopathic killer without morals or restraints. He pursues his bloody life to its fullest extent, glorifying in the power of his own body and his ability to inflict death and misery. Some never grow beyond this point and will remain as bloodthirsty renegades and pirates for the rest of their long lives. Others, having begun to explore the tempting and mysterious galaxy they now inhabit, will reach out in all directions to widen their experience. Once subservient to their chapter and the distant Emperor, a Chaos Space Marine may now relish the opportunity to be the master rather than the servant, enslaving nations and worlds to his creed. Others may feel free to pursue other avenues, such as the study of illicit texts or a passion for forbidden knowledge. Some Chaos Space Marines seek to inflict pain and pleasure upon themselves, pushing their bodies and minds to the uttermost limits, searching for a sensual reward that they were never intended to enjoy. To be a Chaos Space Marine is to feel a godlike power over other creatures. Having long since been freed from physical fear and now released from liability, a Chaos Space Marine does not dread retribution or punishment. For most Chaos Space Marines, all memories of the past are swiftly washed away by blood and sensation, and any thoughts of the future are little more than half-imagined cravings and dreams. By dedicating himself to the gods of chaos, a Space Marine not only finds a patron who approves of his new life, but who will actively reward him for following it. For one whose sole existence was to live in denial and obedience, the euphoria of this realization can be more powerful than the pride he once felt at being accepted as a space marine. It is this temptation, this dark abyss, which constantly beckons to space marines. They cannot claim ignorance of these facts, because the teachings of their chapter and the chaplains remind them on a daily basis of their purpose and duty. A space marine does not casually slip away from these bonds, no matter what occurs in his life. For a space marine to turn to chaos, he must consciously decide to walk a different path, to choose obscene freedom in place of righteous bondage. Once made, it is a decision that cannot be recanted. From the moment he renounces the Emperor, a space marine is truly damned. You have been listening to Oldex, Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition, Chaos Space Marines, written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori, page 6, narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Thank you to Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori for writing the fiction I grew up with. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review where you found it, or like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, depending how you're listening. This production, like all of Oldex, is entirely unofficial and uncommercial, from an out-of-print publication, is a derivative work with all copyrights owned by Games Workshop, and is a celebration of the hobby and lore I grew up with. If you have suggestions for other old Codex fiction for me to narrate on this podcast, you can comment, contact me on Twitter at rjbailey, or email robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description. Also, if you wouldn't mind emailing Black Library to tell them you want me to narrate their audiobooks for realsies, that would make my absolute day, week, possibly month. Only one way to find out, comrades!